Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ visits with Caleb Smith, world champion tie-down roper in the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association 2022. I kind of like the sound of that.
It sounds good.
Tell us a little bit about what it took to get here. How old were you when you started?
I started when I was a little kid. You know, I just enjoyed it, loved it. It's all I ever knew how to do. So I've done it for a long time, and it's just an unbelievable blessing just to, you know, be able to do this at a high level and compete with these guys and just enjoy it, give the glory to God. And my family pushes me to be better each and every day, and none of this would be possible without any of them.
How old were you when you determined that you could compete and be successful at this level?
I guess in 2015 when I won my first gold buckle. I don't know, it just kind of pushes you to be your best and let you know that you can accomplish things like this and just keep moving forward.
Yes, sir. When you were a child, maybe a teenager in the practice pen, is there anything that you maybe did different or had support of that pushed you on to this moment?
You know, I had a lot of guys that I lived with. You know, my dad taught me how to rope and all the basics of roping. And then I lived at Tony Raina's house for a year. I lived at Clay Turney's house for a year. And then I rodeoed with Justin Moss my first year. And all those guys have made the finals roping and great ropers. And I just took a lot of things from them. And, you know, they seen something in me that they wanted to help me and be better. And I give them a lot of credit for what they distilled in my roping and stuff like that. So it's just, you know, a lot of people have touched my life and made me a better roper, a better person. And I don't know, I can't put a finger on one person, but I've had a lot of support and a lot of talented people help me.
Yes, sir. In our sport, we have the animals.
Oh, yeah.
Who taught you most about horsemanship, and what have you learned that you could share with anyone about your enjoyment of the horse and how you have obviously excelled? How can they do that as well?
My dad taught me a lot about horses. You know, my dad was a really good horseman, trained colts and rope horses and stuff. And, you know, he just taught me lots about patience and what a good horse is. You know, a lot of people don't even know what a good calf horse or a good horse is. And, you know, he taught me a lot about that. And I've learned a lot from him, just watching him. And I don't know, it's something that everybody needs to learn before they try to rope, is horsemanship and good horses, because without a good horse, you can't compete at a level that you need to compete at to be successful.
What is a good horse?
One that you can win on.
Simply put,
if you can win on him, he's a good horse.
But, I mean, you've got to handle these horses up and down the road. They've got to have a good personality and disposition and more.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a horse is a big part. My horse, I've rode for 7 years now, and he's an amazing athlete, amazing horse, and I give him a lot of credit.
It's interesting to me to watch him. When they back in the box, you can tell they're on. It's game on. It's as important to them as it is to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He knows exactly what we're here for and what we're doing, and he's a blessing to my family, to me, and I've won everything in my career that I've won has been on my horse pockets.
One more question. What can you share with the youth in Indian Country if they would like to be in the winner's circle like you are, hopefully in rodeo, or more importantly, whatever they would like to do?
Never quit, and believe in God that anything is possible. Without him, nothing is possible. And if you start believing in him and get a close relationship with him, you know, great things will happen.
That's words of our champion, Caleb Smith, Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association tie-down roper. Congratulations. We're so proud of you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One. The Native American Radio Service.